Yeah. Sorry, what are you going to talk about in this podcast, man? Because I feel like there's something else going to pop up on me.
All that was going on, really. Shit! Shit!
Yeah, man. I think they're looking like they're going to drop me in shit.
That's what I'm saying.
We're here, man.
That's how man's suspicious.
What, we recorded?
Yeah, we actually start recording
it. Oh, shit,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll be recording, that's all.
Yeah.
You know what they did?
They took, you know they keep taking sugar out of everything?
Yeah, there's sugar tax, bro. I don't think you can get Nuke as a sugar no more. You can, but it's got sugar in it. You have to get the sugar-free version as well.
It's got sugar in it, but to go around the sugar tax, they put like a sweetener in it. So it's not sugar anymore. It's like,
that's a sugar tax.
Yeah, sugar. Jamie Oliver, innit? Pussio.
What's that, Jamie Oliver?
Yeah, he's a dickhead. I hate him.
Man, like Jamie changed
school dinners and that as well. So school dinners ain't the same.
Yeah, but they need to change school dinners, though.
But you found out that chicken nuggets, or not chicken nuggets, most of McDonald's beef isn't real beef and shit.
It's delicious, though.
It is delicious.
It's so delicious. Don't change it. Keep it. Keep it. So, yeah, man. So,
anyway. You, man?
I said Gondwan.
What, sorry?
Gondwan.
Oh, yeah. Boy. How you guys doing? How's everything going?
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Man's good, man. Man's living the dream.
Surviving.
You man recovered from governor?
Yeah, of course.
No, not yet.
Of course.
I'm still fucked.
Yeah, yesterday, I was on the ropes, though. Oh, my days. I don't know what's going on.
I'm a one-night guy. Like, I can't do two nights in a row.
Yeah, I don't know how Max does it. Max does them two nights all the time. That's weird.
I can't do it. Especially if you drink really nifty and shit.
Yeah. He's been moving mad since
This is the most you've probably seen a match in like
3 years.
Yeah, literally
3 years. I ain't seen him in 3 years.
Boy,
crazy.
Fucking hell. Like I ain't got a clue what Max is doing. Yeah, I wish him the best though. Mike, you're gonna hear this, yeah?
Shout out to Mike.
Yeah, man, shout
big
out to
Mike. Big up Mike.
You know,
should we even drop a guy's name like that?
Yeah. No, yeah, man, fuck it. I don't care.
Fuck it.
Some guys, is that a goal?
I do.
That's a goal. Jesus.
I do.
All injured.
Anyway.
Yeah, the football's on, by the way.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's
Massey. But yeah, people.
Welcome to the first joint.
Yeah.
First podcast, you know?
Of course.
We need to talk about the state of UK rap.
Let's talk about it.
An amazing album's come out.
Dropped by Nina with the Nina.
I see him shouting. It's amazing. that's an amazing album. Probably UK album of the year so far, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Give it that.
Easy.
Easily better than the last album as well.
The last album was definitely trash, sonically, and just production wise, it looked like he was looking for that radio tune,
the J Hus thing. He weren't sticking to his like usual things on his mixtapes and that. Like, he's talking a crud. He's got the crud songs, talking about the drugs heavy. That's what he knows, isn't it?
What's the mixtapes like? Because I ain't really gone back that far
From Church Road to Hollywood, the first mixtape, Cold Intros, Cold.
Yeah.
Like, features again everyone from Ice City. Like, he brings in his team. Like, he's the guy that brings in the team. Like, I haven't seen anyone in the UK do that.
I don't think anyone in the UK has really got like a rap collective like them. They're all rapping on the album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
crazy.
No one's big like them in terms of a group. Like, they're a group of niggas, like, doing the road thing and that, and then
obviously doing part-time rap.
Yeah, no, part-time rapping, isn't it? Full-time drug dealers, part-time rapping, isn't it?
You see with that, yeah?
You think it's self-mentioned?
Do you believe, yeah, that them man are still,
of course,
doing what they're doing right now?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say Nina's in it as much as the other guys.
But the way he says it, like, he is, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you've been around it for so long, you can talk about it and make it believable, like, you might.
Obviously, Nina,
like,
man don't want no problems, innit?
Yeah, man don't want no problems.
I'm just saying it. I'm just observing what I'm saying, innit? And obviously, he looks like
Like, he says it because he's speaking, yeah, because he's obviously through that whole album, that's what it's about, innit? It's about that life, innit?
Mm-hmm. But he does mention that he obviously went away for a bit, came back. Even the first track, literally said, I went away for a bit, came back.
He had a whole mixtape called Gone to November. The mixtape came out when he was in prison. So like, the niggas about it.
I just want to know right now, like, are you still...
Well, he signed to a record label. They're quite a big record label, XL Recordings.
But they're like independent, right?
They're independent, but they've had big people. They've had Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got Frank Ocean on there now. Like, and they've got big UK actor Adele. But Nina's the face of UK rap on their label, innit? So Giggs was there at one point, early in his career.
Yeah.
So they've taken the UK rap thing to the next level in terms of, I don't know if they've even given him a budget with this thing. I don't know if it's out of his own pocket, not pocket watching, but where his man's made his own film out of it.
Oh my god, let's talk about the film.
Oh, the film, it's amazing.
Oh, the film.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that was
you can say your opinion.
That's just my opinion.
I think the film was actually really good.
It was decent.
There's gotta be some
lies here.
I'm
telling
the truth. Other than the Artie, that's Jocelyn.
What, Lil Miss?
Jocelyn from back in the day. That's Jocelyn, bro. That's his
Player. Yeah.
That's his Player, bro. She's hilarious.
That was terrible, man. Her acting was terrible, innit? That was the only person that was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No, that was...
She gets this thing.
Yeah, it was awkward. Gets maybe like an old school paradox. You know, old school paradox that used to walk around ends like, what I mean, like, just anytime.
We got for me. What?
My brother, like, what are you talking about?
I'm going home.
Oh, go on.
Bare cameos. Hella cameos in that.
Yeah, but... It wasn't supposed to be a serious thing, innit? It's true.
30 minutes, you can't have it too soon.
Nine's ain't no actor, innit?
Exactly. Nine's definitely no actor. I was like, nah. Even the whole bit where they like went to raid the house.
That reminded me of, it reminded me of the Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg film. I watched it. And stupid shit happens, like niggas start messing with chemistry, whiz and shit like that. I'm thinking, this is bullshit. I think he reminds me of the ghetto UK Wiz, kind of like, he talks about...
Who, Mina?
He's doing the drug thing, he's done his thing, but man can capitalise off the weed. He's capitalising off of it. He's using it as the marketing strategy for his whole thing. Mm-hmm. For this rollout.
Pop Circle, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it came out on the perfect day for him.
Yeah, exactly, 420.
So, like, I think it was a good move in terms of...
He's definitely better, like, than I used to rate. Like, I didn't really used to rate him, like, proper. But I think now I do. His album's impressed me, man. I've always rated him.
I've always rated Nina.
Only because, like, he's UK rap. Like, I don't really listen to grime like that, innit? Yeah. But... UK rap kind of attracts me because it reminds me of the US thing, but I can relate to it more because it ends, innit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's really on it. Like, you can tell he's got the punchline delivery.
That's the thing as well. That's another thing, is that he sounds like he's the most on it, bro.
Yeah. He's
like, obviously, other rappers are rapping about it, but he sounds like the most believable. Like, when he says that.
Okay, cool. So, alright, cool. Back. So, alright, what do you want for Nines? Like, so, okay, cool. So, what kind do you want good for Nines? Because when I say that, I say this, yeah? Right, so. He's talking about shit, like real shit, like street shit, yeah? Where like niggas can relate to it. Like, I mean, none of us are in that, but like, you know what I mean? We're around, we live in an area where that shit's around, so we know. Yeah? Like, so if not, then like he grows out of it and he starts talking about some other shit, yeah? Like maybe just some rich nigga shit, because that's probably where he's gonna go next. You're not gonna keep the same energy and still love the music, or are you going to be like, nah, Nines ain't the guy no more. Nines ain't real no more. He's not real no more. I've seen it so many times.
The prime example is Skeppy, innit? Skepta.
He ain't never turned out like Skepta.
Exactly.
No! Maybe.
No way.
Maybe.
No way.
Like, you not?
Nines. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Maybe.
No chance.
Skeppy.
No chance.
Nines could get so much attention, like so much money that he just... Start trying some next shit. I don't think Skepta's lost his head, though.
I think Skepta has.
I don't think he has. I think this is what he's always wanted to do, and he's doing it. I think he's always wanted to do this, and he's just doing it now. Because you've got to think about it. Skepta's always been
weird a little bit. Like, maybe not a lot. Maybe it's not been mad noticeable.
Yeah, it's been more, yeah.
But he's always been a bit different.
I had a song called Rollet Sweep, and there was a million dancing.
Like, Skepta's just done bare different things. Like, he's never just kind of stayed in kind of one lane. Like, man was fucking, was it? They call me a bad boy. Like, he's made bare different sounds. So,
the thing about Skepta, I think he does his music thing part like full time. Mine's, I feel like he was dropping a couple more albums, like maybe two more albums, if that. And then call it a day. You won't do anything more.
I think
there's no. I don't think he'll do. I don't think he'll be.
Like, I think he's gonna. He's there to put on his guys. I think literally, this is. He's gonna put on ICB. Mm. Wherever they go from here,
which they have.
They're gonna. Even the J Styles done.
Big up J Styles.
J Styles. They put a mixtape out. I didn't listen to the mixtape. I'm not gonna lie.
I've listened to a couple of his.
Trapstar Toxic. He's been guiding. I like his the way he flows. Mm. I even see some of the young ICB. Guys on Grand Daily and they're doing their thing. They're putting niggas on. So it's good to see them as a collective, innit? And I haven't seen a collective like that since Boy Better Know, innit? Them niggas put each other on, innit? They're on putting niggas, their collective on.
Yeah.
I ain't seen that since. So
I hear that.
It's just it's refreshing for the UK scene, innit?
So what was your man's stand up tracks on the album though?
My favourite track was...
Man, let's go through that still. What an album, man.
It was amazing.
Great album, man.
The best song, for me, Tony Soprano, because...
Tony Soprano definitely out there.
Because he's talking about the drug dealing, he's talking about the way the beat progresses, the way he's progressing, and it's just, the beat's amazing, the production's amazing. Like, in this album, unlike the other album, he had bare, like, a random Don singing for like two tracks.
That was terrible, man. I wish you never done that.
Yeah. Well, when? What, the last album?
The last album, yeah.
I wish you never done that.
Bruv. Man.
The only weaknesses I saw in this album, if it is a weakness, the outro. His last outro was amazing.
Oh.
This outro.
What do you mean the last one?
The last album outro was amazing.
No, the last outro was sick. This outro, I think it was good.
I think it was alright.
I think it was decent.
I think the intro was very good because he told a whole story. Picture in a frame.
Yeah, picture in a frame, yeah, of course.
Told a whole story.
Yeah.
You had to do that in the end.
Like,
I think the summertime tunes, definitely.
Listen, Haze, my banger. That's a
Haze is a big banger.
That's summertime. Everyone's banging
that's
that
crazy. That's crazy.
Trapstar, definitely everyone's banging that since.
Trapstar's
well.
A banger.
I see you shining. Hey,
I'll get paid.
I see you shining.
That. And then, listen, Make It Up To You, yeah?
Make It Up To You, where?
In My Feelings.
I made me want to get back with one of my exes that I did wrong and then do them wrong again and play that. Made me want to do it wrong again just to sing that.
Yo, that's mad. But nah, man. Overall, man, the album is
my girlfriend crazy. Left me again.
It's crazy. Like,
I think mine's got to be... I liked Venting because it was just really, we were talking about like the actual
Dave,
shout out to Dave.
Dave was amazing. Man.
Dave is necessary for the scene
Uncle
as well.
Dave, man.
Little Uncle Dave, man. Yeah, he's telling the truth.
Yeah, Venting was definitely a standout track.
He's a grown man, man. Little man's body.
Yeah, he's got bro. Them political views.
Yeah, man,
he's necessary in a climate where every man's a note. I'm hearing bare notes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm hearing bare notes.
You don't want to get on to notes, right?
Bare control C's.
Can you say something about notes?
bare niggas copying. Like, he does his own thing, innit? And I respect it. But obviously, it's not for us. It's for the younger niggas, innit?
I respect everything here, but for me, he's just doing too much.
Like, how?
Notes is just, he's just doing too many features. He's just, like, save some stuff for yourself, man. You're a talent, like, he's good, he's sick. But, like, when he was bringing out all the, he brought out Addison, then he brought out Aladdin, and he brought out some next track as well. Those are bangers. Then he brought out his little mixtape, and then since after that, he just ain't gone away. He's like, just go
he's
away.
On everything, isn't
he? Yeah, like, you're on everything, bruv. Like, that's and then cool. some of them are just waste. Even the Fredo tune, not feeling it.
Yeah,
for the tune,
I didn't like the phrase. He's done a small thing. You have to saturate the market because something's gonna stick. Like,
no, I hear that. I get that.
It's sticking for a minute, but these like you put Rams is his nigga. I think that Rams Donny, the barking Donny, that was his nigga.
Oh, nah, I don't
that was his nigga. No, that's Dave and the Grillers. It's Dave and the Grillers.
Dave's guy, yeah.
Yeah, like, all these, but these niggas are all control C of each other, innit? Because yeah, I saw a nigga singing about German whips with the...
Oh, hanging the German. The kid's like 16, bro. You can't drive.
Hey, 16, guys.
That's ridiculous. Weird. Yes. Say, this is working for niggas now.
That's
isn't
a fucking rhythm, though.
No.
That is a banner, man!
Definitely. I thought it was nuts, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my days, that's a tune.
I thought it was nuts.
You gotta listen to it again. I listened to it when I was on the way here. Bro. Banger. I'm not doing it justice.
Notes needs to come and take man's song. He needs to take man's song and
remix it.
Take man off the song, because that song is trash.
Notes is doing the same flow.
It works.
Does it work though?
It's like, Nanji's thing works.
You know what, yeah?
Nanji's thing works.
No, Nanz is good. We've
been doing the same thing.
No, but he changed up, like, on at least one or two songs.
I heard him sing.
And he was singing a bit.
I heard him sing.
So, I thank you for that, because
I needed it. I liked it.
It gives it a bit of variety.
But if it works for you, it works for you. Man's
voice is so monotone, and he's got the same voice when he talks. It's crazy. I don't get it. Like, how is this possible? Like, man's got the same voice when he talks in rap. But what I was going to ask, yeah, fuck notes, because...
Shout out to Notes, innit?
Yeah, man. Big up Notes. I love the success. I you know what I mean? I like a couple tunes and that, but you're doing too much right now. And I mean, probably people are going to think, right, like, how are you going to say man's doing too much? But my thing is, it's like, you need to focus on you. Like, focus on you. Stop giving guys the gold.
Yeah, but
you're giving guys too much gold. Like, give yourself the gold. Like, and go out there, make your project. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're giving guys out the fucking, the shit, template, man. You're giving guys out the template. And then now you got this Rams brother trying to copy your style. Like, come on, man. Like, we don't want that, man. What's this Rams brother doing?
The Barking brother.
Oh, Barking.
I was on a team for Barking. That Donny. Wow.
Brother, he was linking girls at 7 a.m. in the morning. Are you dumb?
I said 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Bruv. But in the video,
they were going for breakfast.
No, they were having margaritas or something, bruv.
What, at 7 a.m?
Yeah, what's going on?
That's wild.
This is bare madness. I'm confused. I don't know what's happening. Like, this is niggas are moving mad. But yeah, like, he needs to stop giving guys the gold and make his own project. And maybe that's what he's doing, but he shouldn't be doing so many features right now. I don't think. That's just my opinion. Like, I'm not in the music industry. I'm just a local lad. Like, big up, shout out to my brother Buck.
Shout out to Buck. I don't know who Buck is.
But I said Buck. Buck. Gigs, isn't it? Gigs is manager.
Oh, okay.
Is he his manager still?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is okay. Anyway, we're guessing shit. But anyway, overall, if you ain't heard Nines' album, go listen to that.
I give it a solid 9 out of 10.
It's great.
Shout out to Nines. No pun intended. 9 out of 10. You know, no pun intended. I'm a funny guy.
Yo, let me say something.
Wait a minute.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is Fablo talking. Obviously, we got Luke here as well. Luke Flows. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
I don't go by that alias anymore. I'm a grown man. I stop going by that alias.
I swear it was Flows when you wanted to drop a diss track.
And that voice, did raps.
Diss track to who? I eliminated you. If I ever released anything, I'll be straining you.
Alright, cool.
The only thing you can rap is presence.
Fuck, you know. We're going to have a rap battle on one of the podcasts, so...
Soon.
No pre-writtens, and then we'll let the people decide, like...
Who's the best
rapper? Yeah, Rax or Luke, man. Because, this is an ongoing feud. it's definitely led to some funny material.
Go listen to Nine's album, it's amazing.
Go listen to Nine's album, it's a solid, like, Luke's biased to 9, so he's giving it 9.
I'll get the fuck out of it.
I was going to say 7, 8.
I'm saying 9. Give me a UK album that's been, recent times, better than that. A UK rap album that's been better than that.
Gigs.
No,
what Gigs' album?
No.
Not
one. The one with two J's.
Oh, I was saying, that's
poor.
What one then?
Landlord.
I don't think Landlord's been better than this.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Landlord's more commercial. Like, Which is all right, though. The Nail.
Landlords. Landlord was amazing.
Nah, I'm happy Gigs got a shine from him because it was due. It was due, but in the recent times, I think he's had the best UK rap album in the past 2 years.
Nino.
Yeah. In the past 2 years. Definitely. Better than Fredo's album.
I think definitely. I would say better than Fredo's album. I think Fredo and kind of Nines are kind of like they're competing, but it's different.
They're competing, but they're not.
Nine, yeah, they're competing, but they're not. But Nines is, I feel like the same product is to Fredo, the same product is to kind of Nines.
I don't think Fredo's gonna last long.
Fair?
I think he will.
But I just feel like in this climate, you can last like long, kind of, innit? Because you can, if you have a fan base, they'll just carry you and you can make peace. But I just don't feel like he's gonna go much further than where he is now. I just don't think so. Because Nines, yeah, even though what he's talking about is the same stuff as Fredo, he has more marketability. Like, the music that he makes is a little like on the border, like to like say another demographic. But Fredo isn't. Like, Fredo's just like Dream. Like, he's like he's in Dream world. Like, what he's talking about for like say like young like white kids, like posh white kids, they might like that music. If they listen to Fredo, it's like a dream. They can't see it. Yeah.
Well, again, you can't say the same thing about. You can't say that same thing about Nines' thing.
Can you not listen? I see you shining, playing right now.
Yeah, I know. He's had to do that.
This track isn't forced. It doesn't seem as forced. It seems like, all right, cool.
You know how many times on Fredo's mixtape I heard him say, what did he say?
Bagging
the
boxes
and something like that. Like, take 29, I'll wait in free. All the time, bruv. How many times did he say
he's a mathematician, whatever
the bar is, I can't remember.
Times two.
Like, I'm just like, my guy, like, how many times are you gonna say that? Like, my nose, I get you. You're doing the thing, you're weighing the shit, yeah? You're cutting it up. Mm. Fuck it. Like, I know that. Now, give me something else. Give me some other content. Give me a girl track or something.
Yeah,
like, you get me.
Sometimes you need the
you've got to have a girl track.
You need a thing to be singing along.
So you need a girl track. But girls love Fredo though. So
that's not his problem, really. That's not his problem.
But I feel like he'll still be cool. But I just don't. He's not gonna go say further. I think Nine still has
what progression.
Yeah, you can still see progression for him.
Definitely.
One more question on this topic though.
Yeah. Before you go,
fucking who's better, Nines or Scraps?
Nines.
Oh yeah, Nines for me, but it was good hearing Scraps on the album. It was sick. I wanted to hear Scraps on Line of Fire. Oh, Line of Fire, have you had the best verse? Line of Fire 4, 5. I think for me, I'd say it was Funds. Funds came on different. Man said I'd blow someone like his, blow him out his tracksuit, flow, blow him out his rugby or something like that. It was crazy. It was actually sick.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really pay attention when Line of Fire comes on, because...
Why? That's whole ICB.
I know it's whole ICB, but... It's good. Don't get me wrong, but
I'm not
there for ICB collaboration. I like it.
But Nines put on the whole gang, bro.
Yeah, no. He's 50. He's UK 50.
He's 50.
He's a bully still. And he's a bully. That's the thing. He's a bully. He bullies guys. So I don't know anything about street shit. So let me go. Let me go to it. But
it was good in Scraps. Before, but I say Nines. Nines is definitely.
Yeah. Have you listened to any of Scraps' mixtapes?
Yeah, different
cloth.
I listened to...
Not different cloth, but one before.
Wasn't that an album?
That's the album. That was the first.
Yeah, mixtapes, demonstrate with, obviously.
Scraps is Back, part 2, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's the one I listened to.
Scraps is Back, that was good. That put me on Scraps.
I just listened to like songs, I never read like, listened to the project. I don't know. I don't know why. Because as I say, like, yeah, like Nines, he's more marketable. And he's had more bangers, I feel like, where you can just literally put them on in like a...
Yeah, I'd say that.
I mean, in a party situation or like, even girls, I mean, you're with a girl would know about Nines, but might not know about Scraps, you know what I mean?
Nah, girls love Scraps. What are you talking about?
Girls love Scraps.
Girls love Scraps.
But I don't come across many girls that like Scraps, so...
I'm telling you, girls love scraps, man.
I was gonna say something that's very, very controversial.
Go on.
I don't like Stormzy.
You don't like Stormzy?
I don't like Stormzy.
I don't really listen to his music.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm straight out there.
Like, what
I didn't listen to the album. What was the album that you put out? It was like something Prayers what? And
prayers
Guns
and
or something. Guns and Prayers?
Guns, Hands and Prayers.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yo.
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't listen to
that. What do you look? Don't you like about?
He's grabbing it, but it's just the way his bars.
He's cold! Bro, he's cold.
I can't say he can't rap, but I don't check for songs. He doesn't appeal to me.
Like, he doesn't appeal to me. Like, and I feel like I'm causing a crime if I don't like Stormzy in this climate.
No, because my thing is, I know you guys, and like, even I had this with another friend, of ours. He liked Stormzy before the last album came out. He was championing, was playing music.
I know who this is.
And then when the album come out, straight, don't like Stormzy. Lies. Just bare lies. All his memory from the week before just went. Yeah, like, no, nothing. So I'm just like, yo, like, so what is it like? Because I see there's so much, like, guys don't like him. Yeah, like, that's it.
It's nothing to do with that. I didn't like him from when he was on pedal bikes. In rapping in the video, I can't remember with a mask on. And that was before he blew. Like, he's on a pushback.
It was before Shut Up.
There was a video before. I don't know what video it was.
See, I don't really check. I don't check for him. I think if he drops that, I want to check for it. I don't check for him. Like, he's not a rapper I check for.
So, like, okay, right. Wait, let me see. So, where do I know you from? That tune. You like that tune?
Yeah, I think it's where do I know you from?
Where do you know you from? Mm-hmm. That's a banner.
Right. I don't think it's cool.
It was alright.
Alright, cool.
It's alright.
Sharp is sharp. Sharp. I'm not going to say that.
Alright, cool. Sharp, obviously, because the beat you got on, classic.
What about Scary?
I didn't even listen to that. I don't want to listen.
Banger, though. And this is what I'm trying to say. He's got bangers.
I listened to his 4 PM in London. It's like 4 PM in London.
Hold.
Terrible.
Oh my god. What was terrible about it?
I missed it.
He was shilling.
Bro.
He was.
He doesn't appeal. All right, cool. He's not terrible. He just doesn't appeal to me.
But why doesn't he appeal?
It's just like he's all right. Uh-huh. He's getting championed by the wrong people to me, innit? Like, okay. It's no one. He doesn't represent. He represents the culture, but he doesn't represent the culture, innit?
Yeah.
That's what I'm in terms of. He represents the area we're from, but he doesn't really represent the area we're from, innit? Mm. And I don't know if it's me being a hater or what, because Crept and Conan, like, they're from the same area.
Mind your words.
No.
You can't say you don't like.
No, I see their. No, I see their appeal. I like them. But I like them.
Because I'm gonna cold.
You said something different on the weekend, but anyway,
no, you did still. I was chatting shit. I like them, but they're more appealing to me than Stormzy's. So when they blew with Jeremiah and that, I was like, alright, cool. I might not agree with that song. Freak of the Week, it gets banged though. It's good. It's a good thing. I can see why girls like it. I can see why guys like it. Stormzy. I get blinded by the grace. Okay, I understand.
Because I don't like it, like, because obviously guys, are, a lot of people were saying that he done that to...
What, to say transition? Glow.
Yeah, no, but I like, he, like, obviously if you know... And you listen to like his background, it's the church, you know what I mean? It's God. So that's an album that he wanted to make because of all of that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, but it's not his, like, it's not his fault that he people just took that and it just blew to where it blew to.
I think it just went out of my, like, I didn't even check.
I'm not gonna lie, that album is. Production-wise, that album is sick, yeah? Like, and then, like, there's a good few tracks on there that are cold, but I'd say it's not an album that I'm gonna, like, proper say, like, it's just. Out of this world, it isn't. Like,
I think the only track I heard from that album was Big Fear Boots.
I think that was some corny stuff.
Why was it corny?
Getting way too big for your views. That appeals to the wider audience.
That doesn't, man. Still meet at a street pop. I'm not. I really do. I've really been doing that. But,
I just had to throw it out there first. Like, seeing as niggas are saying I'm biased, and I've got biases, there's one of my biases I don't appeal to. So if you're gonna say anything about Stormzy, don't bring it to me, innit? Because I'm not his biggest fan, innit? So
I hear that. But I'm not either, really. I'm just trying to like put the other argument in it.
I can't.
How old is Stormzy?
Oh, younger than us.
Younger than us.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't really like listen to him like that. Because I think he appeals to.
Dave.
How old is Dave?
19 or 20. 20?
Oh,
yeah.
Nah, man. Is he?
Yeah. He's young. Dave's young. Like, young.
You wouldn't think it,
because
yeah,
he's young.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Man. That's just a fact. Sure. I just don't like for Stormzy, though.
Stormzy don't appeal to me, but...
I hear that, though.
It is what it is, man.
Like, before I left my house, me and my sister were arguing about Kanye.
I said Kanye being wild again. Some of the socials has been crazy.
Oh,
it's been crazy.
So
he's using black people's plight to market again.
Yeah, and I don't know. So we were just talking, and obviously my sister, she heard the tune, innit? The Lift Yourself tune. Yeah.
Oh, what? Scoop,
no, we were talking, so like, what do you not think of that song anyway?
The song is strategic marketing.
I don't like anything Kanye's released. Either the tracks I didn't like. I don't like
that tune. The tune, yeah, but the Poopity Scoop, yeah. Until like that Poopity Scoop stuff comes out.
I don't like it.
It's wavy, it's fire. You think he's gonna drop bars?
It's alright.
Genuinely, if you listen to the... I listened to the beat this morning, actually. This track I listened to before I left out as well.
Yeah.
And the track, it's before the Poopity Scoop. it's decent.
When you have to say that about a song, before the Poop Diddy Scoop.
Yeah, because before the Poop Diddy Scoop, the beat was sick. The beat was fire. If you put bars to that track, it'd be sick. Trust me. But I'm saying the beat itself.
Oh my god.
That's like, you suddenly thought that, raw, like, it's kind of gonna go crazy on this.
Man wasted.
He needs to go back to the drawing board, man. He needs to go back to the drawing board.
But the other tune with T.I.
It's terrible.
It's poor. I don't listen.
It's poor, but he's talking like.
He's talking about. But the thing is, you don't relate to me because I'm not from like the US. I don't understand.
Yeah, I
don't.
I don't understand that political stance.
I hear that.
From what I can see, what's going on in the community, they don't need to be hearing that nonsense. They need to be hearing.
No, but I like the way that he kind of clears up what he's, because on Twitter, all he's been doing is kind of like saying open ended statements and then not clearing up like what he actually thinks.
America's a joke, you know. How can your country? How can your country be a reality star? The leader of your country. Imagine Alan Sugar as Prime Minister.
Oh, that'd be cold.
It would be cold, but he's that would be cold.
I'll rate that still.
Yeah, I would rate that still.
I was
playing at people, you're fine.
He's
the coldest. He's got mad rollies as well. Yeah, he's the coldest. Shout out to Sugar.
Mad rollies, mad
everything. And he's Sir Alan Sugar as well.
Yeah, bro, like, he's got long, his money's long pause, but. But Kanye, he's just moving nuts. Like,
crazy.
I don't know.
Does he need help? That's the real question. Does he need help?
Mental, yeah.
I think he said that he got some help. I was listening to some like Charlamagne's podcast, didn't it? And then he was saying that Kanye's got some help and stuff. He's seen like therapists and stuff like that. Like, so he's getting better. Like, he's been on meds and stuff like that, apparently, and whatever. But he said he's getting better and whatever. He said he was in the sunken place.
That doesn't make me feel like the album's gonna be sick if he's on meds. I think he needs to be off them meds to create all of his.
Yeah, that's true.
But mental health is a real thing, man. So, like, if he's going through that thing, then he shouldn't be even creating. He should be out there, like, getting better.
Well, maybe the crazy helps the process.
My girlfriend left me again.
Jeez.
Rhythms, bruv. Got a lot of bitches. When I was swinging on the rear nephew on Saturday, boy, that's what I was thinking. Like, man was trying to chat back to my ex and she went replying and I was like, my ex just left me.
What is going on? I tried to
her. She went feeling it.
And she didn't reply and then he said,
timing is mad, cuz.
I went off the rails like Carly, I'm not gonna lie. Two Ray Rays.
Did you see the thing before this morning I put in the group about Kanye was addressing Snoop?
That was Kanye.
Wasn't that Kanye? No, it was Kanye.
That wasn't Kanye.
Who was it?
So someone just taking a piss.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Kanye, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a fake account.
It was a fake person.
It was hilarious, though. When he, every time he says Snoop.
Snoop. Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do for the culture? Snoop. What are you talking about?
Snoop's done a lot for the culture. A lot. Oh,
Snoop's all full, bro.
But yeah, back to the UK scene. So yeah. Who's the next up? Like, what's the next wave? What do you think is going to be the next wave? Because we've got the singing guys, got the notes, and it's Clone Wars. We've had the drill scenes there, so you've got the heady ones.
Still there, heady one is, yeah.
The thing about heady ones is,
I was listening to one of his tracks like on just this morning actually, and just when he raps, I don't understand half the stuff he's saying. So
he's talking about drugs.
But he's talking about it in a different. Like I understand he's talking about drugs. If you understand that, I can understand Nigel's talking about drugs. But he uses like different lingo. The lingo is completely different.
Because he's younger than Nigel. This is the young. He's 20.
He's using completely different.
He's 27.
I heard him making like barcodes on a track like yeah, something yeah, like that. It was weird.
Listen, raps. Yeah, we're getting old.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was
weird. Them brothers, them younger brothers, they got a whole different other slang now. Like we don't even get. Like,
bare noises.
We're out of touch sometimes.
Bare noises.
They're making bare noises. That's the part of their slang now. Like, right.
Heady,
get in there, man.
But Heady's definitely
talking about UK drill. I don't listen to that because it all sounds the same to me and the person
the same, but all incriminating themselves.
Yeah, it's mad.
Baiting up their set.
But Heady's the only like one I've checked for so far.
You think he's gonna blow though?
He can't.
Yeah.
Blow. Obviously to the drawing, he gets shows. He gets hella uni shows. You'll definitely get hella uni shows.
Yeah.
And that's all they really need at this point. You're feeding yourself. Like if you can, as long as you can go to unis and make your tunes and that and get fed. Like I don't know how much to get made. Like getting paid a show.
Mm.
So like I'm not trying to watch man's pockets, but well, I'm sure they get paid enough, innit?
Yeah, decent change. So for uni shows.
It's changed for them to be doing it. So
the person I'm kind of worried about is AJ Tracy. Like,
ooh.
I don't like. He's been around for a bit now. He had the Drake co-sign. Like,
he had the Drake
co-sign. Yeah. He had pictures of Drake. He was flossing with.
That's a co-sign.
Yeah. He had the picture. That's
co-sign.
That's
Drake awesome. Selling over your material. That's
a co-sign. Is that just a fan? Is that a fan photo?
That's not a fan photo.
Nah.
I think.
Just saying. Like,
that's not a fan photo.
I mean, nah, start.
Even
now, nah,
because even Drake put on his thing. So Drake put on his Instagram just said it.
I hear that story.
AJ, he came out with that. Is it Mimi song?
Who?
That's a bang.
Yeah, that's a big song. I'm saying if he doesn't capitalize off that, then I think it might be a rap for him.
I don't think it'll ever be a rap for him. He's just too cold.
He's a lot of these niggas' dads though.
Oh man.
A lot of niggas stole his style.
A lot. So I think he'll stay about. It's him and Dave, like they'll just.
They're like campaigning.
They're
competing for my ears, to be honest.
Yeah, man.
I think Dave will win, personally, from an artistic perspective, because he produces on shit and stuff like that. But AJ, like, they both had the Drake co-sign. Dave.
You know, the thing is here with Dave, see Dave?
Mm.
He produces all the stuff, it's like J. Cole.
He's the UK J. Cole, though.
Yeah, and he produces his own
stuff. Uncle Yaya, sleeping with the island girls.
Yo, my that's uncle my really, really is trying to get it in, but I said, fuck it. Where's he from?
He's Nigerian.
No, he's not Nigerian.
He's not Nigerian.
Ivory Coast media.
There you go.
I said Nigerian. No,
I'm saying shit. I know he's not.
African person Nigerian. No, it's
not. They just said Nigerian.
Man, that.
This bias is mad.
Yeah, we're watching the Man City game, and Uncle Yaya went for a free kick.
He's been doing some scandal.
He's been doing the most. He's been cheating on his missus.
Well done, man.
I can't do none of that business.
He got him on the pitch. And listen, I don't condone cheating.
You just did.
No, I don't. I condone him cheating. My uncle. Yeah, obviously, like you know what I mean. Like he got molested. If you see the photos, he got molested. Obviously, innit? Like
he fell asleep and then.
Like, yeah, man, he got molested.
She took
advantage. She was kissing his cheek.
No, he weren't, bruv.
I think he got Bill Cosby. She put a couple drugs in the drink. Like. No, lured him to the hotel.
No, I don't condone cheating, but my uncle's had a hard time. He's not been getting in the team and that, so.
Yeah, he has to release some stress on it.
Yeah, man, his mental stuff.
She's been mad. She put King and Queen on her Insta.
Mental.
Like man has got a whole family.
She put King and Queen.
Yeah,
but she's been wild. He's getting bitches in check, man.
What do you mean, our bitches?
No.
Getting
caught out like that.
You're dealing with all bitches. Come again, on. About Caribbean people.
I ain't got no bitches, cuz.
Zero.
same.
But like, I want all the bitches. I want all the bitches. I want all the bitches. My girlfriend left me again. Jesus. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, man, but...
I want all the bitches.
Fucking hell.
Did your girlfriend leave you?
No.
Okay.
No. My ex won't have it though. So like, my ex ain't having it.
My God, is him. And then started singing the tune.
You know, I think she bucked up her ideas, innit? She bucked up her ideas.
That is so joke.
She bucked up her ideas.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
And the thing is, I'm a catch. And so like, why don't you want, man?
Leave that, man. Bro, what is this? What's going on here? Like,
this ain't the time, man. Yeah, this ain't the time or the place. Like,
we can address that.
Yeah, man. Let her go, man.
We can address that another time.
Why? Just lay out. It's sort of weird, man. You don't need that, man. Why'd you break up? Fuck it, man. Like, yeah, man.
I'm a piece of shit.
Let's talk about this later, man. Let's talk about this another podcast, man. I'm gonna be.
Alright, cool. Okay. No one broke up with me.
Oh, okay.
Bang, bang.
I did the breaking up.
Bang. Bang. Bang.
Anyway, back to AJ Tracy, you know, and his impact. The Mimi tune, it sounded like a missed Still Bangles kind of song to me.
Which one's the Mimi tune, by the way?
Yeah, I mean
the kind of the goose she had something about.
Yeah.
That's a good. Yeah, definitely missed
starter
pack.
Sounds like missed. It's the missed starter.
It is. Yo. Just made a banger with some.
So back.
Is it? It's missed worthy of saying that he has a starter pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy.
Missed. I think. Got the coldest videos in the game.
Yep.
Still Bangles.
That video was like Mrs. Video. He was in
Antarctica. Yeah.
He was out in Iceland.
That was the Mist template.
That's the exact same thing, bro.
Like Mist coldest videos. Like genuinely.
Right, his mixtape. What do you think about that?
I didn't like the mixtape.
Nah, Paul.
I didn't like the mixtape, but he's got singles for days. He's always got singles.
He's got bangers. But I'm saying, is he worthy of having a starter pack?
Still Bangles.
It's Still Bangles.
Still Bangles.
Then it's the Still Bangles starter pack, then, right?
I see you sharing Still Bangles. Amazing. Yeah,
the Still Bangles starter pack. No, but that's Savac.
No, it's Still Bangles.
It was Savac.
Still Bangles.
What the?
The drop was
Mimi's.
Still Bangles.
No, it's Savac.
No, oh, Mimi's Savac. Mimi's Savac.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Are they the same guy?
Nah, different guy.
I think they're like.
They might be like.
They're affiliated or something. Okay.
Probably.
Just
I was going to say, I thought they were Asian.
Alright, we're getting racial again.
Nah, I'm not. Genuinely, like, I think.
No, they are Asian. Still Bangles are Asian.
I specifically said I don't like him. It's not I don't like him because he's Ghanaian. It's just that I don't fuck
with him. Why is that relevant?
Because I thought he just was going to say it.
No, I wasn't saying that.
Nah, he's just angry. And then he's Ghanaian jello
is better. Yeah, Ghanaian jello
is
way better. Please don't get me started. Ghanaian jello is way better.
I'm trolling.
They got bare meat in their jello.
It's really not better.
What are you talking about?
I'm like,
bro, that Ghanaian jollof is whack.
It's poor.
It's like ketchup and rice. There's no spice. It's like ketchup and rice.
That is so rude.
I need help.
I love you, Ghanaians. You're fake Caribbean people.
So rude. Wow.
Oh, man. But yeah, no. One thing I wanted to bring up, is the whole, you know, at the moment, you know, we've got this whole, like, thing. You don't know Twitter, do you?
I ain't got Twitter, no.
Nah, man.
Well, obviously, Insta, like, you kind of get, like, little dregs, and I don't have Twitter really either, but obviously, you got this whole thing where people are going back and getting old tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my jammer.
And yeah, and it's like, but there's loads of other people as well, and it's just, like, certain things, like, and the theme is, like, cussing black girls, like, dark-skinned black girls. Yeah,
you can't be getting at my queens like that.
You know? Nah, man, you can't be getting at the queens.
But, yeah, like, what do you not think about that? Because it's been happening a lot. I don't know how people going back and saying, like, whatever. I just, yeah. What do you not think?
I think, like, it don't matter what, how old you were. Like, that's what your views were at the time, innit?
Exactly.
That's your views at the time. Your views can't change that much. Or, like, if that was your view then, I'm going to judge you. How were you raised? So, say, Maya Jama, for example. She's with a black man, innit? His mum's black. Like, if you had them views, why are you with man like that? Why are you with a black man? You know his mum's black.
That's what I was saying.
Why are you with man?
The tweets weren't that bad though. Like, when I...
She was laughing at black women's hair.
Yeah, she said that the way...
No, she wasn't laughing at black, but she was blatantly talking to someone. And that's what I'm trying to say. I think everyone's blowing it a bit out of proportion for her.
She is obviously
you can tell that she's a good person and whatever.
She's got a huge platform. Even at that huge time, platform. She still had a huge platform.
Well, she didn't. She wasn't popping yet, like, at all. And you got to remember. Twitter was a place where you could say anything you wanted. Like they wouldn't delete your profile if you said the maddest shit.
Yeah.
Back then, like when it first got popping.
Put porn on Twitter.
Bruv, you could put so much on Twitter.
Put porn on Twitter.
Twitter was that
place.
Why
is that the first thing you thought? Why is that the first thing you
thought? Put porn first straight.
You could put porn on Twitter. You said it's so hard.
Oh, wait.
Do you know what's the fucking, that the Young M.A. Directed thing yet?
What, the porn? No, I'm not watching anything with Young M.A.
Young M.A.?
She directed it.
Bruv, you're watching that. You're out here watching Young M.A. with strap ones, isn't it?
Fuck off!
You're into that. You're into
Bruv!
That's a strap.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
Yeah, she directed a porn. A lesbian porn.
Send me the link.
I'm not sending you the link.
So find it
yourself.
I find that.
You'll find it,
bro. I'm on my way to find it.
You can find it. Easy.
You'll find it, man. It's there, man.
Back to my queens. But getting disrespected all the time.
But yeah, like, the tweets ain't that bad. So, like, I got some. But, like...
The thing is, I think that... You had them views, bro. Your views can't change that much.
How old is she then?
16. No,
16. You're old enough to know better.
Nah, man. Like, come on, man. Everyone said ignorant shit. I've heard you say so much.
Where is she from? Where? Is she black? Is she black?
I've said mad ignorant shit.
What is she?
She's either Eritrean or she's Somalian.
Nah.
That doesn't count.
That's even worse. That's even worse than me. What? Are you sure she's Eritrean? I don't think she is, man.
She is.
She can't be.
She ain't black,
though. She can't be from the motherland talking that talk.
Look, she's done something like this.
What'd she say? She's like, confession of your population, of your popular opinion. Team natural, but your hair's hoarse and eyelashes look like a dirty broom.
She's blatantly talking to someone. This is an indirect.
Yeah, but even so, your guy, you know that's going to cover a vast amount of
people.
Coloured people.
But at the
time. That can even start trending.
Yeah,
that's how.
But this was back then. She weren't popping, so it weren't trending. Yeah, look how much likes and retweets it got. It didn't get that much. So I'm saying weren't popping. She weren't popping on Twitter then, and she weren't popping like in her career like she is now. So like back then, you could write this stuff, no one cared because blatantly she wrote it. No one cared until now, until people started doing this trend of bringing up old tweets because now she's popping. Yeah, but like this ain't even that bad, bruv. But her hair looks like horse. Bruv, bare gal hair look like horse. But tell me you ain't gone out and seen gal hair look like horse. And looking, eyelashes looking like brooms, bruv. Trying to flick you. Plenty wind, like, fucking, if it's hot, bruv.
Yeah, but she had the other one. Listen, she had the other one. Talking about shine like a diamond. And she's putting up.
Oh, yeah,
that's rude.
I'll put
that's
this up.
Rude.
Yeah, how many times has Luke called me dark? Listen, yeah, I'm not turning this. No, I'm taking it there. Luke's called me dark over the years, bare times, yeah?
He's blicked, though.
So, man, like...
Yeah, but you're my friend.
Yeah, like, but so, I put this up. I've actually put this up.
You like Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
I think I've put this up before. Nah, I've seen this before.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it coming from her. It's like, okay, cool.
I'm just saying that it's like, it's things that people say all the time. But I think it's because it's on Twitter, guys. People are blowing it up.
If it was coming from a black girl, that would be cool. No, if it would be a black girl, that's cool. That's personally how I feel.
No, it's not.
Personally, it's fine. If you're a black girl, that's your friends are doing this. Your friends are putting weave in by the sounds of it. Most black girls put weave in their hair, fake eyelashes. If that's coming from a black girl who knows the struggle of being a black woman, then I would be like, all right, cool. That's somewhere else. That's your perspective, innit?
But it's all right, cool.
But she's black.
My Jamie ain't black, man.
At least she's got black in her.
All right, cool. So say if a quarter caste guy, blue eyes, not curly hair, straight hair. What's up, my nigga? What are you gonna say?
Nah, beef on site.
Is he black?
On site.
Is he black? He's quarter caste though.
Does he have? He's got black in him then.
He's got a little bit of black.
What's up, my nigga? You don't look black. Logic. The rapper called Logic.
I'm not gonna lie.
You're gonna start wilding, innit?
Listen, my nigga Mike calls me a nigga all the time, so like I'm
not gonna lie. Mike has never called you.
Mike's never said that. Mice has definitely said nigga, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Mice always said nigga. And I ain't got a problem with that.
I got problems, though.
He's
Mike's
like...
Mice don't
like
niggas no more.
Oh, you heard it here first. Listen, yeah, no, nah, but... Like,
Mice don't call niggas no more, though. You don't call niggas.
Nah, man. He says chiggers.
Oh, Mice says chiggers.
He says chiggers, no?
He says chiggers.
Oh, he definitely don't. Like,
he says chiggers. He says nigga.
I've heard that nigga say nigga. Yeah.
Shout out Mice, man. Shout out Mice.
But yeah, Mice will get a bit of use this first episode. Sorry, Mice.
No, sorry, Mice, but you know it's all love anyway.
We'll bring you next podcast.
Cameo on that. But yeah, no, but like, Maya, like, she... I just don't. I think it's literally because it's on Twitter. I've said mad ignorant shit
I've said madness.
Yeah, I've never put it on. I might put it on Facebook. Bruv, my BBM statuses were crazy at a point. Yeah, yeah. If you could pull those up, shit, like it'd be mad. Bruv.
Lucky you can't pull them up.
Luckily, like I'd be in trouble. Yeah, because I've said mad shit. So. Like, I'm just, like, just because she's popping, and this is what I hate, yeah, like, people get popping, and they're clear, like, they're literally doing things that they couldn't imagine, and most people can't imagine, and then people just come and try and put them down. They even tried to do it to Stormzy with gay people.
What did he do to gay
people? He said, like, back when he was younger, they brought up an old tweet, and he was cussing gay people. Like, he was just saying, like, bun batty, man, or whatever, like that, you get me, like.
I don't check for Stormzy like that, man. That's the thing. I don't check for Stormzy like that.
But obviously Stormzy's a big, you know what I mean, a big staple in UK.
In the UK music. He's got a cold sign from Ed Sheeran. So
yeah, like he's got, you know what I mean. Yeah, he's not clear. Ah, oh, he's clear. Fuck it.
Stormzy's clear, man.
Yeah, he's clear, man. But once he got popping, that happened, and then the way he handled it was pretty good. Yeah, but like, I'm saying that people always like when someone gets popping, they always like, and I hate that. I don't like that. Just let people rock, like let people enjoy their life, like, and stop trying to put them down on some shit that's being overblown. Because back in the day, if this was a problem, it should have been a problem then.
True.
And then everyone should have been like on her then, and then do you see what I'm saying? Why are you on her now? Like, does she say that stuff now?
Because she's big now.
I know, but does she say that stuff right?
No one knew that she said that though. Does she have those opinions now?
She had those views.
Does she have those opinions now? Think about when you were 16.
Did she address it?
Yeah, she apologized.
She apologized. Okay, cool. She knows she did wrong.
You have to apologize. There's no way you can't. If you don't apologize, then you're fucked. Like you have to say an apology. Even if you don't want to, you have to apologize for that because. You know what I mean? Like,
right, Mickey's back in training.
Done now.
Shout out to Lukathari. Done now. At 16, you have certain views of the way the world works. So you should know better at 16.
But at 16, man is not fully there.
But I'm saying, you're not fully there. You're not mature at all.
So the shit that you say, you're not.
You should know better in terms of racism, though.
Bro, exactly. Think back to when you were younger, yeah? And think about just when you were with your friends and you just, you lot were talking shit, like, you were just... The things you were saying, yeah, you might have thought they were cool at the time. You can't remember really, but you probably thought at the time it was cool to say it, it was calm. But then if like, say other ears heard it, they'll be like, what are these fucking kids talking about?
But it's like me saying, shout out to my boys. it's like you saying, oh, because he's whack, he's a honky ass, honky cracker. If I put that on Twitter. If I put that on Twitter, that's wild, man. Like, at 16, I think that's wild. Like, oh, you're this, you're that. But because the way your culture is. You have to think about that. So it's like me saying, oh, all you Chinese people eat dog, man. Like, I'm putting it on Twitter. That's wild.
They that's do. Been said hella times though.
Or all you yellow people eat dog.
They do.
I'm joking. Nah, but like, obviously, but that's a stereotype, and like stereotypes do exist.
You know the podcast is gonna get cancelled the first episode.
Oh man, easy.
No,
it's getting cancelled.
Hey, disclaimer, man.
It's getting pulled.
The words are fabulous only.
Yeah. None of those views are by my
Exactly.
Eat what you like, Asian people, but people.
I love Asian people.
I love Asian people for real. I really do.
Shout out to my Filipinos.
That's the first thing racist people say. I love them kind of people. I love blacks. I love them back blacks.
I play black music. That's what they say.
I play black jack. Yeah,
I play K-pop. Yeah, man, fuck it. But no, like, I just feel like everyone's just blowing it out. Because I feel like when we were all younger, we all said, like, mad shit because we were just young, immature. And that's what she did. And then imagine, remember, we're like the first generation that have had social media.
Yeah, we are.
Like, literally. So imagine back in the day. Back in the day, it was so different. You got to look at, like, things like Bill Cosby, Weinstein, all these people back in the day with, like, the whole Me Too movement. All of this stuff was happening back in the day and it was cool. Like, it just happened and no one really batted an eyelid, didn't it? Obviously now, like, in this day and age, like, everything's just getting exposed and everyone's kind of putting their foot down on shit. But back then, it was a different time. Like, you could say that stuff and people would laugh and people would be like, oh, it's funny. Like, they didn't care. But now people are just literally on your neck now. Everyone's sensitive. Everyone's just blowing things out of proportion. Fucking, like, so yeah, I just think that like, you've got to allow her, she's good, like.
No, I do cut her some slack for it, but I feel like she should have never
said
it.
No, she should have never
said it.
Especially with the person she's with now. Like,
exactly, it's weird, because that Shine Like a Diamond thing, have you seen Stormzy, bro? He's dark.
She's with my man.
He's and dark.
I know, but it's a joke. This nigga call me dark all the time.
Yeah, I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
She might have dark friends.
And they should have pulled her up.
No! Why?
Because she ain't dark.
So?
She ain't black. She ain't even black.
You're not dark.
But I'm black.
No.
Both my parents are black.
Yeah.
I feel like she... I feel like she should never have said it, man. Not in the first place. She should have said it. Obviously, you might say mad ignorant shit when you're like that young.
When you're young, man, you say something. And you don't even know it's ignorant. And this is what I'm trying to say. You have no idea what you're saying is ignorant when you're young. Because you just don't have the whole picture yet. You're still growing up, so you know what I mean. And that's why everyone's apology that it happens to is like, I've grown since then, blah blah blah, because they have, like, I mean, they're adults now, they know the bigger picture. And as long as they're not still tweeting that same shit, then you go, okay, cool, all right, you know what. But guys are sending like death threats.
Oh, that's mad though. Death threats, man. But that we're Twitter, you're gonna get nonsense,
you're gonna get that stuff,
you're gonna get all kinds of nonsense.
Nah, it's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. Like, let's just, like...
It's a sickle.
Yeah, let's allow it, man.
But I hear it so much. I should have never said it.
Nah, just allow it, man.
But shout out my Jama, though.
I'm not shouting out no one.
Shout out
Nance. I see you sharing it.
Jesus Christ.
I see you sharing it.
This nigga's biased.
No, I'm not biased. The album's amazing.
You sound hella biased right now.
Go cop the album now. Cop Circle. Stream it everywhere.
That's a free promo.
My guy is getting paid. Cause you're getting paid.
You got a nice check, innit? You got a nice check.
Yeah, bruv. He's got a check, bruv. Honestly. Nice to Excel, bruv.
If Excel want to give me a job, then we can negotiate a contract. I can promo, you know,
but be
an assistant. Let's go. But first podcast, it was nice chatting nonsense with you guys. You need to leave my yard. Yeah. Very, very soon. I've got shit to do, you know.
I got my Sunday dinner, right? It's him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so
wait to touch on.
What are we naming this? This is the first one. People, we ain't come up with a name properly yet. Like, we're thinking we got a couple that have stuck, but the next one we're gonna say is gonna be it. Yeah, so I don't know who's gonna say it. Yeah,
we'll say it soon.
We'll reveal the name soon. Yeah. it's gonna be a grand reveal. But niggas gonna be watching this.
For now, it's just literally.
For now, it's called the No Nonsense Podcast because there's been no nonsense today. Yeah, we speak of the truth, nothing but the truth.
Better nonsense.
Plenty. There's been plenty nonsense. Been causing yeah. Nonsense. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
niggas hating on me for hollering my ex. Okay. All right. Let me live.
I still don't know what ex it was. I still want to know which one it was.
Yeah, anyway. Yo, Nisa, only me and Hannah. All right,
cool. Anyway, the podcast done. Shout out. We'll signing out. Obviously, in a bit.
Yes.
In a bit.
That doorbell thing fucked that up. Is that true?
Yeah,
he just fucked that up.
Great turn, isn't it, mate?